listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another fabulous edition of Humanitarian Radio. We are here to spread good, happy news about things going on in the world, and we are delighted that you're joining us today. We've got a really cool guest, other than my host, of course, Mr. Tony St. Tone, sitting next to me.
Other than me, we have a very cool guest.
We do. You're cool guest number one, and cool guest number two today is a young lady named Therese Hartman, and she is just a powerful, powerful woman that everybody in the world should get to know. We're delighted to have her. And know that this is November, a month to give thanks. And with the giving thanks for Thanksgiving, don't forget to show your thanks by doing good things for good people all around the world.
Let's talk a little bit about what we did this past week. We went to the 16th Annual Visionary Awards, and that is Entertainment AIDS Alliance. And it was a great event held by Niecy Nash. Niecy Nash from Reno 911. You might know her. she's been a lot of great
things. She's a pistol, and we love that girl.
Very sassy woman. And what they did is they honored Bill Clark and Henry McGee. Henry McGee is the, well, he's the former president of HBO from 1995 to 2013. He's just stepped down to become a professor at Harvard. But he's worked for HBO for 34 years, I believe, and he has continually given to this AIDS Foundation. So they honored him with an award, and it was a great, great award ceremony.
And we are going to have him on our show, and we're delighted to do so. He is a great contributor to a group called God's Love We Deliver. And you should definitely check those guys out. He will tell us all about them as well. He's been contributing to them for quite a bit of time, so we look forward to having him on our show.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that, God's Love We Deliver. What they do is they actually cook meals for people with AIDS, and they give them, I believe, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But it's a cooked meal, because a lot of these people that have this disease are not strong enough to actually cook for themselves. So these people come and prepare a meal for them so they can just feel like they have that taken care of. They don't have to eat a junk or a bologna sandwich or something.
Yeah, they can actually eat valid things that support their immune system and help them to remain strong and healthy and feel like they're loved and appreciated and haven't been forgotten, because, you know, when people have disease, other people tend to think they're lepers and don't touch them, don't hug them, don't love them. Oh, my God, you're going to catch it. And
especially with AIDS.
And that's not the case.
Yeah, especially with AIDS. And it's funny because we heard the story about how they got their name, and I believe the woman that started it, she was making a delivery, and a priest had said, when you deliver food, you're delivering God's love.
Yep.
And she took that and ran with it, and I believe the organization's been around for 16, 17 years now.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool. I think what we'll do is try to get them on the show as well so that they can talk more about what they're doing. And, you know, this is holiday season, and so many groups reach out at holiday time because there are so many people in the United States that are living on the streets. And when I say people, I mean families, children, people who have been involved in unfortunate circumstance, loss of jobs, loss of homes, loss of cars, that type of thing. So this is a phenomenal time to reach in and give a nickel, a dime, a penny, or whatever it is that you can give, your time, your service, to help a lot of the organizations that are reaching out and looking for people to just get involved. So don't forget to be a very good humanitarian over these holiday months.
Yeah, and I think we're going to talk about that next week also, as far as the different foundations that you can get involved with in your local hometown. Anthony Robbins has a foundation that he organizes across the country where they put together baskets of goods and they deliver it on Thanksgiving morning, so that everyone can have a great meal that day.
Which is really awesome. I did that with my family. We went to the Mayor's Feed the Hungry program, and they gave us a list of families with children that were in need, and we were able to provide the same service, and it's very fulfilling. Love to do it as often as I can, even on a non-holiday, because it's a great thing to do. Makes you feel awesome.
So we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back with Therese Hartman. Stay tuned.
Yeah, don't miss it. This segment of the show, sponsored by Artistic Journey. where we help groups and organizations reach their fundraising goals by providing unique marketing products to showcase their events. Be sure to visit artisticjourney.com, where you can shop for over 750,000 items to put your logo on, all at wholesale pricing. Whether you're looking for some fresh ideas or just need a better price on the goods you currently purchase, let Artistic Journey's years of experience bring your events to a whole new level. Visit artisticjourney.com today. Good afternoon, and we are back with Therese Hartman. And in case you're just tuning in with us, she is renowned author, speaker, visionary, which we love that title. She's a recording artist. She's a keynote speaker. She hosts retreats. This girl is a super powerful woman in the spiritual magnetic world, and we are so delighted to have her on our channel today. And you guys better get out a pencil and paper because she's got a lot of information to offer. And we're really delighted to have you. Welcome, Miss Therese. How are you today, darling?
Oh, girl, I am so fabulous. And thank you guys so much for having me on your show today.
We're very excited to have you. You know, we want to jump right into what you're doing, what you're about. If you could, I would say you just came back from retreat. So, and that's something that Janie and I had the great experience to experience with you when we went to Arizona. I believe it was Sedona.
Yes.
And we were up in Red Rock and stuff. So you just did a retreat, though, that you just came back from. So just tell us a little bit about it and how you get involved and how it started and how other people can participate in that.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that we were talking about prior to this official interview is just how important it is for you to get yourself centered, to get your attitude in the right place in order to be a true humanitarian and in order to really contribute to the world in an effective way. And for me personally, long before I started doing any of these things that I'm doing now, one of the things that I would do for myself is I would just go and take a trip by myself somewhere and just really connect with a beautiful place. And if I had, you know, a way to focus on something, you know, something constructive while I was there, I would do it. And that was really, really awesome. And in our work, it just kind of continued to evolve. And I remember on one of my trips to Sedona many years ago, I thought about, wow, if there were a place to really focus and really, you know, kind of get my vibe, my energy, my attitude in the right place, I would love someday to be able to bring a group and for the group to be able to focus in this way, would just kick it up like 1,000 notches. And fast forward to 2011, and we hosted our very first retreat and started with Sedona, Arizona. And we even went for 11-11-11. And it was, I mean, you guys remember, it was like Woodstock. It was like people were writing it in the sand. People were skipping around. It was just, it was unbelievable being there at that time.
Very powerful. And, you know, it's great that I just want to touch on a note that just the fact that you had put that out to the universe early on when you were out in Arizona and said, someday I'd like to do this. That's the beginning of creating, is saying, you know what, I'd love to do this sometime. And just as you manifested it a number of years later, you know, that it does happen. So go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just had to throw that in there for people.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and that's such a great point to make, Tony, because that's where it begins. And then the key is once that idea kind of starts percolating and then other ideas start filling in and you start getting inspired to actually do something, follow that inspiration. Follow that. Because when I hosted the very first retreat out there, I had never done this before. I had, you know, I had organized events and I haven't organized mine and all of that. But this was my first time asking a bunch of people to get on an airplane and come and meet me out somewhere. You know, so there was a lot of faith, if you will, in doing it. But I was so inspired by the idea that I'm like, I just have to do this. It felt like there was so much momentum around it that when it got to that point, it was easy to take action. And so fast forward, I hosted two retreats in Sedona, one VIP experience here in Florida, and I just recently, to answer your question, came back from Asheville, North Carolina. And
awesome.
another amazing experience, and we also happened to be there right at the time where the foliage was changing and just popped just before we left. It was just off the charts. Awesome.
That experience just by itself of the fall leaves is so invigorating, let alone adding to it what you bring to the table in addition to the beauty. Wow, I can only imagine how strong that was for the people that joined you. How hard is it for you to get the word out, and do you feel like you get great response? What I'm asking is, when you decide you're going to do an event, whether it's a retreat or whatever the event happens to be, mm-hmm. does it take a ton of effort, or is it relatively simple and it's just that you have to be consistent in letting people know what you're up to?
Yeah, I think you basically bottom line it right there. You know, it is, I know for me, I'm one of those really weird people that actually loves to plan. I actually enjoy, especially when I get to really, and the word that I would say is spoil, but I would rather use the word lavish appreciation onto other people. Such a ball with putting all of those details together. So someone from the outside looking in, looking at the preparation and the time that goes into planning these, would say, holy cow, you know, you put a lot of hours and weeks into putting this together. But for me, I mean, yes, it is an investment of time and energy, but it is just, even the preparation of this is a joy.
It's a labor of love.
Down to it, you know, it's always been the perfect people at the perfect time that are ready, because I'm not going to drag anyone kicking and screaming to any experience that I do.
Right.
As you well know, you know, with all of us who have friends and family, all you listeners out there, I know you've experienced this too. When you have friends and family out there that you love, that you can see their potential, you can see who they really are, you can see that if they just changed a few little things, that they could be so much happier and have more success, etc. And then you try to tell them what they should do, you try to drag them to a workshop. Have you noticed that doesn't ever turn out so good?
Well, you know, it's so funny you say that, because I talk about that often. I just wanted to jump in on that. I always say that if there's someone that you feel could benefit from something that you have to offer, you offer it maybe once, but if you spend a lot of time and energy on it and they're still falling on deaf ears, I say take that energy, use it on yourself, and lead by example. And as you lead by example, people go like, what have you been doing that's so different that things are so great? It's like, well, I've been doing what I've been trying to tell you to do, but you're not ready to hear it. So we're on two different frequencies, and so I'm just going to take that energy, use it on myself, and then as you start leading by example, people that are ready to listen start to turn towards it more and start asking you, what are you doing differently? So I agree, don't take anybody kicking and screaming. It's not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. And just, you know, your example, your actions, just your overall countenance speaks so much louder. You know, and it's so funny, like my husband and I, we also host Allowing True Love experiences for singles and couples. And it's so interesting because there's a lot of information that we present, and we also share inspirational, what we call feel good, like you. We share positive feel good music in our experiences, because as you know, sometimes there's a lot of talk is very cerebral, but music really hits you in the gut. You can feel the emotion. It's like you can go on that journey, even if you don't even get all of the words, you can feel it. So that for us is just really important. And after our experiences, sometimes people will say, you know, we love the workshop. It was great. We got a lot of great tools from you guys. But just watching the two of you together and feeling the love between the two of you, that showed me that this is possible. Mm-hmm. So just like you and Janie, just being who you are and just standing in your own power and standing in your own joy in the way that you guys do, a lot of times that's even more powerful than any words that we can possibly, you know, utter to the world.
Exactly.
So
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that 1,000%, because I think what that happens is they're actually getting a chance to feel it and experience it, and not just hear it in a lecture or read it in a book or see it on a slide presentation. They're actually physically seeing the two of you interact with each other in the real world in real time and go, oh, I see how those guys work with each other. And it's, you know, and I want to throw this in there that we all have hiccups. So in relationships, it's just, how do we deal with those hiccups? How do we deal with those differences that we might have, a difference of opinion? let's say.
Mm-hmm.
It might
mm-hmm.
be, is that an argument or is that a discussion? You know, we don't have arguments, we have discussions. And I think when you have a discussion, it's just more of a matter of respect for each other and each other's values and what they bring to the table. So
and it's getting,
it doesn't elevate to an
It's getting
argument.
You to a mutual understanding, which is much different than an argument. An argument's generally a one-side slap in the head.
Exactly. And it's like, I'm right. No, I'm right.
Right.
And that doesn't get anyone anywhere. Exactly. Exactly. Very, very well stated, for sure. Yeah, so just being the living example, being, you know, what walking the talk for me is really important. And basically, like, all of the retreats, the music, my book, the workshops, all of the experiences that we host is based on a concept called allowing. And this is a word that I actually heard from a wonderful group of teachers called Abraham Hicks many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I heard this word of allowing, the idea of letting good happen and enjoying the journey, I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean? You're supposed to suffer. It's supposed to be, life is supposed to be like work really hard and kill yourself and then finally get the prize at the end of the deal.
What about the pain?
He said, pain. And it's so interesting because I noticed that when I decided to start letting go of the reins, the more and more that I did that, there's an incredible amount of focus, and that's really where it all begins. That's why the retreats and all of those types of things that we do are all focused on helping you to hone your focus, because when it comes to letting anything good into your life and maintaining a positive, strong attitude where you have something to give the rest of the world, focus is absolutely positively everything. Based on some of the conversation we've already had here, it sounds like your listeners are already very well versed in the idea of the law of attraction, the idea that whatever
they get
we
it.
Focus on,
they get it, definitely.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know that while you are physically awake and those little peepers are open, the law of attraction, just like gravity, is doing, it's responding to what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And so when you can hone your focus to focus on the things that are life-giving, to focus on the things that are constructive, to focus on the incredible beauty of this planet,
mm-hmm.
and the potential and the beauty in the other people around you, and you make that your dominant vibe, you make that your dominant intention, it is amazing the things that, the good that you can do, the good that you can elicit in other people, that you can draw from other people, greatness in them that even they sometimes haven't discovered yet, because you're willing to focus on who they really are. And there is no more powerful way to uplift another human being than to see them as they truly are and to see the potential that they truly have. And it's so interesting because we're taught that, you know, we need to criticize and we need to do this. And of course, you know, those things are all helpful in their way, for sure. But you can't beat someone into love. You can't nag someone into love. You can't criticize someone into love. You love someone into love. So, you know, you have to be willing to love them first. You have to be willing to find that. You have to be willing to find that seed of greatness within them if you really, truly want to help another human being.
It's
so
like
that
you,
is huge.
It's like you polish the stone and there you find the diamond.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to touch on that. There was something that I had seen with Wayne Dyer. Dr. Wayne Dyer, a lot of people know, is a great speaker, a spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a son who was addicted to drugs. And they had done all these interventions with him. And, you know, he's like, we put him in a room. We put the whole family around him. And everyone's going, look, your mother's upset. Your brothers and sisters are so upset at you. And all he wanted to do was run away from that room and get high. Because he's like, look, I can't deal with this. And then he came upon this group in Africa, I guess it was a tribe in Africa where they never have any crime and they never have anything go wrong. And they found that one of the things that they do is if someone strays from the tribe and does something wrong or steals or something, what they do is they bring them to the center and they all gather around them. And what they do is instead of criticizing him, they all tell him all the beautiful stories and things that they love about him. And they change the whole vibration. They say, I remember when, let's say his name was Tim, when Tim helped me carry certain wood. And I remember Tim when he offered this. And I remember Tim. So it was all these positive, great things. And he said they tried that with his son, and it made such a difference because they came at him with love. They came at him with this new understanding of self-empowering him. Instead of guilting him into changing, they came in with a different approach. And I think that's what you're talking about when you talk about your retreats, because I was noticing on your website that you bring in Abraham, you bring in Ted Andrews, you bring in Eckhart Tolle, The Secret, music. So you're bringing in a lot of these masters out there that are all about transformation.
And what site would that be on?
Let's have you talk about your
website. I'm so glad you asked. And that site and my brand is allowingyoursuccess.com.
And you have a book by that same name, don't you?
I most certainly do. And the direct page to our retreats is allowingadventures.com. And on our main website, which does link to the retreat page as well, we have all kinds of fun and free little tools. And we also have linked to our music project, which is positive feel-good music to get you into that state of mind that's conducive for focusing in a way that serves you. And it's just, you know, it's everything from pop to rock to R&B, even a little jazz sprinkled in. Just for me, this whole journey, I mean, and kind of backing up a little bit, everything that I'm doing now with the retreats, with the book, everything started with music. Like Tony, I was also a professional musician for many years. And yes, I loved being on stage and it was fun and all of that. But I discovered that I wanted to do maybe a little more than just distract people. Even though distraction can be really, really valuable, because if someone's just kind of muddled in a problem, to help them to get their mind off of that for a while has incredible value. But I wanted to use music as a tool to elevate people, to actually bring them higher, rather than talk about how pissed off I was or how sad I was. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, because we all need that catharsis sometime. But I noticed for me as an artist and a songwriter that when I would write a piece that was more uplifting and then share that, I felt really awesome. It rocked my world. So I'm like, well, shoot, if I get to feel good writing and sharing music that has positive content, you know, I'm sure that there's somebody else out there that could benefit from that. And the music and the thoughts and the ideas in the music gave me the idea for how to format my speaking career. That in addition to speaking and sharing tools and tips and insights, the idea of incorporating music, even live in presentations, as I mentioned, to cut through the cerebral stuff when you've got that, but just go to the heart, go to the gut, and take you on that emotional journey, just for me, was so powerful. Sure. And so when I started doing that, everything I created from there on out, even including the book and the retreats and everything, all evolved from the music.
Well, the music is universal, and it's a universal language, and I love what you do musically, and I know you have a new song that we're going to play on air. We're not going to play that quite yet, because we're going to have to do a little more talking.
You're
going to
make us wait?
Oh, darn.
That's what we do here.
Sitting on the edge of my seat. Come on.
We dangle the carrot, and then we go to sponsors, and we go to our commercials, and then we come back, and we tease you a little bit more. But I did want to say that I love your music. I love being part of it. I know that we have done shows in the past in Florida. And, yes, it's a universal language. And I think when you can get a message out there that people can sing and sing to themselves, it's self-empowering. You know, it's like putting them in a position to raise their own vibration, because music already does raise your vibration. Now to do it in a positive way is incredible. So it's an incredible tool. And I agree that you do it very well. And I'm excited to see that you have taken that tool and that gift that you have, and that's inspired you to go even further as far as speaking, retreats, writing books, writing different magazine articles.
Well, and I have to say that I applaud both of you guys, because Tony, you've developed your lyrics in the same vein. You guys are both on the same trail in different ways. You know, your music is completely different from each other, but your message is powerfully strong. And you too, Tony, are doing speaking concerts, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. Like she's doing her full-out speaking concerts. You guys are so strong and powerful in your own little territories that are growing into massive territories that it's such a thrill to be connected to both of you. Honestly, I applaud you both.
We're pushing it. We're pushing it.
Thank you.
We just got to give Oprah a call and say, Oprah, come on.
Hey, come on.
That's right. And you know, let me throw a plug in for Tony, stjoan.com, by the way, for those of you people.
Nicely done. That'd be $20.
stjoane.com. Years ago, I was actually playing with the idea of co-creating a television show that was positive for women with a producer. And even though the show didn't come to fruition, because of my involvement with that, Tony and I managed to find each other. And when I saw that he is another artist out there that's helping to elevate human beings, it's like, I'm finding my tribe. This is awesome. So the idea, and the first time I heard his music, and it's an old song now, but it's really a classic. It's a beautiful song called Empower Me. It just knocked me between my eyeballs, and I said, I have to work with this wonderful musician and artist. He gets this. He really gets it. And it was just, you know, just the universe just brought us together, and we've had the chance to do some fun things together. And as was mentioned, that Tony and Janie both got to accompany us and be a part of our first retreat in Sedona in 2011. And it has been such a joy to watch how your career and your experience of your life is just, both of you guys, has just blossomed and expanded exponentially. And I knew that when you guys hit California, there was some magic there for you.
Fasten your seatbelts. People, fasten your seatbelts, because here we come.
it's awesome. So every time I've seen a little snippet or of what you guys have been up to, I've been, you know, kind of peeking in on you on Facebook. It's just every time I've seen that, I'm like, yes, you go. It's just been incredible. It's just such a joy to observe, and I love what you're doing with this show as well.
Thanks,
it's just Therese. Absolutely fabulous.
Listen, I want to also mention too, when people hop on and follow you and become part of your posse on your website, I love that you send out emails pretty regularly that have just great, great little tidbits of feel-good one-liners and here's what's going on and don't forget to check these types of things out. And I have to say that when I receive your emails, I am really enlightened when I read them, and the messages that you have in there are just really uplifting, and it seems like every time I receive an email, it's the perfect time. It's like, I needed that today. That's a great little tidbit of happiness. And I want people to know that by jumping on your bandwagon, so to speak, that they can expect to hear from you periodically, and you always have really bright, cheerful, fabulous pieces of information to get people jump-started, kick-started, or keep them in the flow of what they're doing. And I really love that about what you're doing and your projects.
Yeah, I have to agree. I have to agree, because I think what it is that we get so much spam in our mailboxes these days.
Or work.
Or work. And then when yours comes through, it's always like, very bright. Blue. You got the sunflower there.
It's a ray
there,
of sunshine.
Great colors. Yeah. So, how do people sign up for your email list?
All right. Well, all you have to do is go to my main site, which is allowingyoursuccess.com. And there's a little purple, actually big purple rectangle. At the very top of that, there's a tab to click on that says subscribe to our inspirational e-zine. And just as Janie and Tony had mentioned, my intention with that is to inspire, and is to inspire, inform, and entertain I call you guys awesome allowers. I want you to have something that you can actually use and go forward with, whether it is like a little one-liner, whether there's something in an article that I share that helps you to see something in a new way, whether it's a clip of a song. I even incorporate animal wisdom and the wisdom of nature, and I always have some fun little picture of one of our cats getting into some kind of mischief to keep things light and fun, because humor is such a great tool for keeping your attitude in the right place. So it really is, you know, a friend of mine who is a brilliant belly dance teacher, her name is Sandra Kruger. She talks about when she sends emails to her people, she calls it her love letter. And I just so love that. And so for me, really that's what this is for me. It's my appreciation email to you, to my fans, to my awesome allowers that are out there, to give you something that you can actually take the ball and run with. And I inform you about upcoming events and upcoming retreats, but I don't beat you over the head with them. So it's like, here it is. Come and play if you want to. If you don't, that's cool too. And
right.
It's so funny because getting back to that question about how I promote the retreats and get the word out and all of that, I have noticed over the past several years that when I would get into that kind of hardcore marketing mode, you've got to buy my stuff, you've got to come to my thing and send a million emails or 1,000 Facebook posts or blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It was exhausting for me, and I didn't get that big of a response based on the amount of hours and time and energy that I was putting in.
Right.
Whereas when I put the words out there, just, you know, just common sense things. Let my fans know about what's going on. Post things on Facebook. I also have a little local meetup group in the Tampa Bay, Florida area called Law of Attraction Music, Media, and Events. And there is a link to be a part of that if you're ever in our area. And I just post the events out there. I put the word out. And, you know, the less that I freak out and worry about it, the more that I really stay in integrity with what I want to do, which is to inspire, entertain, and inform, people come.
Well, isn't it interesting that you're taking what you're preaching, you know, you're practicing what you're preaching. You're saying, hey, I'm in a calm state, and I'm just going to put this out there, and those that need to hear it will hear it, and those that need to respond will respond, instead of going, what if they don't? What if I put this out and nothing happens? And now you're focusing on the wrong thing. You're just focusing on the
worst
right
case.
Thing.
You go worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario or
best case scenario.
Which is one of my songs.
I know a song by that title.
We refer to that on this
it's
show
a great
quite
one,
often.
By the way, for sure. So if you want to focus on the best case scenario, you need to play Tony's song called The Best Case Scenario. It's awesome. Listen to it.
So we're going to take a short break for our sponsors, and then we will be right back with Mrs. Therese Hartman.
Give me that best case scenario. I want to hear it full blast stereo.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs. Motivational musician Saint Tone.
I'm a magnet. Off the money now. I'm a magnet. Off the money now.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. And pick up his newest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.
And we are back with the fabulous Therese Hartman, author, speaker, visionary, singer-songwriter, recording artist, keynote, retreat, you name it, she does it. Yay! Hi, Therese.
Girl, I love that. You're so awesome.
You need a long business card. I think almost like a...
8.5 by 11.
Yeah, it's like a banner instead of a business card. You do way too much. You should just say things that you don't do. I don't do plumbing and I don't do windows. Everything else...
I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I don't really sew, and I'm not the most talented chef in the world, but I am a great food appreciator.
There you go.
See,
and that counts for something.
That's me, too, by the way. I'm a great food appreciator, too. Janie's the cook in our relationship. I go,
eat.
That's good.
I just
that's
eat.
Good. It's all good. What are we going to eat?
So I want to hear about this new song you've got going on, and we're going to play it for our fans. We were teasing them a little bit earlier, but I'd like you to tell us about basically what the song's about and how you came to putting it together, and set it up for us, and we'll play it for the listeners.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's really interesting because if there were a theme song for my book that really bottom lines what the heart and soul of allowing your success is all about, is that when you love yourself, you love what you're doing, you love your life, there's love in your life, you're already there. And not only are you already there in a state of prosperity and abundance, you're also in a position to be able to attract and allow more. It's kind of like the idea of, you know, it takes money to make money, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel broke and you feel worried and you feel fear, you're not ready, you're not in a position to let more money or let more opportunity or let more of the right kinds of people into your life. There was a little blurb that I wrote just recently called We All Have Money in the Bank. And this just really, really ties into the song. When you just take a moment to appreciate what you do have right now and celebrate what's already in your life. And there's a line in the song that's also mentioned. It makes reference to one of my chapters in the book, The Power of Appreciation, where I talk about Bob and Unbob, and you guys probably remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of Bob, let's just say, is just used as an example of an awesome appreciator, someone who finds the gift, who finds the good, and sees the good that already exists in his life. So, for example, I know you already, you who are listening to this, you have access to a way to listen to this show today. That's evidence of prosperity number one. You have the ability to hear. That's evidence of prosperity number two. Chances are you're currently breathing. You have at least one of your five senses readily available to you. That you have a way of getting around the planet, whether you use a car, a boat, a motorcycle, a scooter, an airplane, a skateboard, a rolling chair, an ECV, or your feet. That you have access to beautiful places and spaces. That you love something or someone, be it animals, sports, the color purple, a favorite human, or even your creator, and that you can add even more to this list. So for me, when I was writing this song, even though this list was kind of inspired from the song, as I was writing this song, I was thinking, you know, what is really the heart of prosperity? What is it that we really want when we ask for career success, when we ask for the recognition, when we ask for the money? What is it that we're searching for with that? And in the book, I talk about a concept called the BPI, which is the big picture intention. And that is, I am loving me and having a great time while becoming more. And just from kind of visiting those concepts and ideas, I just got this melody in my head that just, and it started with the chorus. I know just the concept of prosperity, it's plain to see you and I are meant to be together.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And prosperity can come to me each time I see love, believe me, never. And it just evolved from there. And I think when the song first came to me, I think when I finally got in front of a keyboard, I wrote it in one session and probably about a half hour. It just showed up and it just flowed. And then when we got into the studio and we started playing with different lines, it was just it just fell into place, just one little thing at a time. And then I even got the idea for bringing in what we call our goddesses that you'll hear at the end of the song, who form our big mob that are singing along. And it was just the process of creating the song was just a joy in and of itself. But the core message that we really want to get out there is if you love yourself and you love what you do, and that's a line that you're going to hear at the beginning and the end of the song and a concept throughout, that's when prosperity has come to you. That's when you're already living it, and that's when prosperity can come to you. So I don't think there's too much more I can say. I mean, I can keep on talking, but I'd rather let the music talk.
Let the music do the talking. And I think that's a great setup. And who helped you on this song as far as mastering it?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about.
Thank you so much for throwing that in. Because I recorded all of the instrument tracks and created most of those. But the mixing and mastering, I would say 99% of that process was my beautiful husband,
who?
John Hartman. That's John Victor Hartman, and his company is called TheCreativityExpress.com. He is, I mean, I'll tell you just real quick, this is a man who is completely self-taught with mixing and recording, and he taught himself Pro Tools from the ground up. He has been, I mean, in addition to being my best friend, my soulmate, my playmate, my traveling companion, he also is an incredible artist with mixing and mastering sound. And he also plays one heck of a mean harmonica solo that you're going to hear in this song. I am just so incredibly proud of him. And I do also want to put a little plug out there for our friend Jody Gray at Pro Star Recording, because it's always good to have that second set of ears. Because that second set of ears that hasn't been listening to the song 486 times over and over again definitely helps for you to get a fresh perspective. So Jody came in one day to give of his time to give us that second set of ears and do a little tweaking here and there for us. And then another lovely gentleman at ProStar Recording, Ken, unfortunately I can't remember his last name, also helped with the mastering process. And then John put his final shine and polish on it. So I'm so proud of my sweetheart, musician, supporter, sound artiste. So I got to plug my sweetheart, TheCreativityExpress.com.
With that being said, I was going to say.
And the name of the song is?
Yeah, why don't you just give us the name of the song? We'll go right into it.
The song is called Prosperity Love Is Everything.
When you love yourself, when you love what you do,
prosperity is plain to see that you and I are meant to be together.
So bring it on, come on. The key to prosperity.
the VPI, the whole pie, and every slice of my life is divine. All things at the perfect time, at the perfect time. When I feel I've got it all, I can call.
And what would you like today?
Prosperity, place to see. All of the good we can achieve together. Love is the key to prosperity. So bring it on. Listen, no one can take it. No one can break it. When I keep my attitude in line, cause I got the power. Turn on my money shower. To flip my switcher on. So flip it on.
That was Therese. Therese, what a great song. And where can people find that song? Where can they download it and get it onto their iPods and onto their computers and so they can start listening to it and feeling that prosperity?
I love your way of leading into that. So visit AllowingYourSuccess.com and click on the tab that says Allowing Music, Concerts, and Bands. And at the very top of the page, once you get into the description, there's a little tab that says New Music, Prosperity, Love is Everything. And you can just click there for all the links to hear the song, to see lyrics, and to be able to download it and own it and feel the good vibration.
Awesome. And, you know, it's songs like that that just put you in the right mood, put you in the right frame of mind to allow prosperity to happen, and it just elevates you vibrationally. You know, it just puts you in that perfect mood.
Absolutely. And a song like that definitely can help you to realize what you're capable of doing, what you're capable of. You have the power to do whatever you want to do. And sometimes it's just listening to a very strong lyrical song that can shove you over the edge to let you realize that, yeah, I'm in great shape. I have it really, really good. And although I like to have my own little crybaby whining party sometimes, I am in really, really good shape. And therefore, because I'm full of abundance, I can help other people, and it's not that big of a deal.
Yes, I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that when you put yourself in a state of abundance, you can actually move forward going, there's more than enough to give. I don't have to hoard all this. I can give away of my time, of my money, of my energy, because there is more than enough.
And it's always being replenished.
Yeah, and you know, and here's the thing, is when you are in that state of joy and that state of personal abundance, and you're flying high with life, it is, rather than feeling like it's an effort or an obligation to give back to the world, it is the most natural thing in the world. It's something that you want to do. It's like, I've got this awesome party going on. I want to invite you and share in this party with you. So rather than the old paradigm of, I need to contribute because it's my civic duty, blah, 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 it's like, I want to contribute.
I'm able to.
To see you thriving and shining in your life.
Right.
It's just, yeah, absolutely.
Well, think of it. You know, how much fun is it when you both go out to eat together? As opposed to, have you ever been in a situation where one person's eating, the other one's not? You're going, okay, this is odd. But when you're both enjoying a meal together, you're both living and feeling that prosperity together. You're both enjoying a meal. So it's
the same with giving.
In that position where it's like, hey, I have something, and now I'm sharing that something, and now we both have it. So
yeah, that's
it's
great.
Not this, I guess I should give you a piece because I'm the only one eating here. It's like, no, we're both enjoying a meal together or enjoying prosperity together.
Sharing in the wealth.
Yes.
Wealth of, can be financial, and it can be spiritual, and it can be just a wealth of love or a wealth of knowledge.
All the above.
See.
Yes.
Well, Therese, really, really thank you for being part of our show and giving our listeners a taste of your music and what you're all about and telling them about your retreats. You have a book out there. There's so many things that you can find on her website. So please, please visit her website. Check it out.
And guys, if you have time available in the spring, I think, is going to be another retreat, huh, Therese?
Yes, ma'am. We are going to be posting the details hopefully by the end of this month. We'll have everything there for you. But we are going to be having an adventure in beautiful Santa Fe and Taos, New Mexico.
And Tony and
we
I
are,
will
the
be
are,
there.
Yes, be there. It is amazing. We do short workshop in a beautiful home in the area, and then everything is done outside, on-site, for you to hike, for you to experience, for you to feel the beauty of the area. And it all wraps up on your graduation day with a limo party. There is nothing like this in the world that you will ever experience anywhere else. It is the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
Do they have to keep their clothes on?
It could be clothing optional. It's all good.
So, Therese, where do people find your information? And you have a Facebook and all of that. So please tell people where to find you.
Okay, so our main website, again, is allowingyoursuccess.com. If you would like to go directly to our retreat page, that is allowingadventures.com. And if you go to the main page on our main website, allowingyoursuccess.com, there's a tab that you can click on that says subscribe to our inspirational e-zine. And if you subscribe, you will also get information about new music that we're releasing, any live workshops or concerts, experiences, what's going on with the next retreat, any special discounts that we're offering to our awesome allowers, and so much more.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent.
Well, thank you so much, my dear, for joining us. And will you please come back and keep us updated on things that you have going on and when you're letting out new books and new retreats and new songs and all of that? Because we absolutely love, love, love your energy. You are just the right type of person that we want to share with our listeners. And we absolutely want to keep tabs on you and let everybody know what's going on so that they can follow your awesome trail.
With pleasure, my friend. Absolutely. And thank you for honoring me. And thank you guys again for the work that you do and the beauty and the positivity that you're adding to the world. It is such an incredible service.
We appreciate that, love.
Thank you very much. We will talk to you soon.
And that was Therese Hartman. Thank you very much. And we will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Gilman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers.
Hey, everybody. This is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com, and Facebook.com/GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head. So Therese talked about this song earlier called Empower Me. It's the first song that she had heard from me. So I thought I would end the show today with playing it. So this is Empower Me by St. Tone. Have a great week.
Something's changed within this life, like a light's been turned on late at night, since my thoughts changed. Veil's been lifted from these eyes like a self-imposed suicide of old beliefs. So I changed my thoughts and I changed my ways and I changed the way I approach the day, and I'm taking control. Night will come and I will pray, and I think of things and love to change, and I just let go. Empower me, now I see it's always up to me. Me, I believe, I believe. If I fall a long way, I know there's things that I could change. Things right. If I feel like I could fly, well, I'd spread these wings of faith and try and I just take flight. Empower me, now I see it's up to me, it's up to me.